Authorities in Ohio are searching for a 28-year-old man wanted in the 10-month-long string of highway shootings near Columbus. The news came as a relief to motorists and residents in the area, but Ohio Public Radio's Stu Nicholson reports that many people aren't ready to lower their guard just yet.
Traffic rushes by, as it always does at the junction of Interstate 270 and US 33 on Columbus' south side. Perhaps a bit faster since becoming the hub of what's known around here as the highway shootings. 24 shootings over a four-county area since last May. 9 bullets are linked to the same weapon, and one of those bullets killed Gail Nisley, who was riding in her friend's car last November. For many here, the shooter has been a terrifying shadow, eluding police until being seen by witnesses in 3 daylight shootings just last month. Their descriptions in part led to this announcement last night by Franklin County Chief Deputy Steve Martin.
Charles A. McCoy, Jr., a white male, age 28, 5'7", 185 pounds, brown hair and green eyes.
Charles McCoy, Jr. had been living with his divorced mother in a neighborhood of neat homes barely 2 miles from several of the shooting scenes, including the one fatality. News of his being named a suspect surprised neighbor Renee Lahr, who lives across the street from where McCoy had been living.
It's just weird. I mean, you don't expect it to be your neighbor.
A mile away, Iva Wise is filling up her family's van at a nearby gas station as she talks about the impact the shootings have had.
It's been hard. I don't go, you know, I try not to take the freeway if I don't have to. I've got kids, so, you know, I kind of worry about that.
Her worry is transformed as she learned she was living just one street away from where McCoy lived.
It's pretty close. Now, you know, that's scary, that's terrifying, you know, that the guy lives in my neighborhood.
Charles McCoy is the only suspect to be named, and a warrant has been issued for felonious assault in the December shooting of an occupied house in southwest Columbus. The warrant confirms that a 9mm handgun was recovered from McCoy's father's home. But detectives say McCoy, who remains at large, recently bought another semi-automatic handgun. For that reason, detectives are warning that McCoy be considered armed and dangerous, as residents anxiously await his arrest. For NPR News, I'm Stu Nicholson in Columbus.